Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into something, well, really key to feeling good when you wake up. Finding the right mattress. Specifically, for those of us who don't just, you know, pick one spot and stay there all night.
That's right. We're digging into an article from Mattress Advisory. It's called Best Mattress for Combination Sleepers. Comfort, support, and more.
Okay.
And it really lays out what to look for if you're someone who shifts around a lot, backside, maybe even stomach sleeping sometimes.
So let's unpack this source. Our mission really is to pull out what actually matters from this article to help you figure out this mattress maze. If you're doing that nightly dance.
Yeah, and the article makes a great point. If you're waking up sore or stiff, that's a big sign your mattress just isn't keeping up with you.
Exactly. A good one should, well, support you through every twist and turn, shouldn't it?
It really should. And the article mentions the downsides of the wrong mattress, you know? Pressure points, your spine being out of whack, just disturbed sleep, feeling worn out.
Yeah, too soft and you sink in weirdly, too firm and... ow, those pressure points, especially on your side.
Precisely.
So let's get clear. Who are we actually talking about here? What is a combination sleeper, according to this article?
So the source defines it pretty simply. It's someone who naturally moves between different sleep positions during the night.
Like starting on your side, rolling to your back.
Exactly. Maybe ending up on your stomach for a bit before shifting again. It's pretty common, actually.
Which, okay, that right there is the challenge, isn't it? You don't just need a great side sleeper mattress or a perfect back sleeper one.
You need one that can kind of do it all, a real multitasker.
Right. So what are the core needs? What does the article say these versatile sleepers absolutely require?
Okay, so the article highlights a few key things. First, responsive support. That means the mattress adjusts quickly when you move. No quicksand feeling.
Ah, so you don't feel stuck.
Exactly. Then, pressure relief. Super important for when you land on your side. Gotta cushion those hips and shoulders.
Makes sense.
Also, proper spinal alignment. This is crucial no matter what position you're in. Back, side, stomach. Gotta keep that spine neutral.
Okay, alignment across the board.
And finally, often, good cooling. All that moving around can definitely make you sleep hot.
Yeah, I can see that. Okay, so those are the needs. Now, the article gets into the key factors to look at when choosing. Things beyond just, you know, is it soft?
Right, the nitty-gritty stuff. First up is support and spinal alignment. We just mentioned alignment, but the source really stresses it. The mattress has to keep your spine straight or, well, neutral, whatever position you end up in.
Okay. And how do mattresses achieve that for someone moving around? The article mentions zone support.
Yeah, zone support. So think of it like targeted help.
Targeted.
Right. The mattress isn't just one uniform block. It has different zones, often firmer under your hips and lumbar area to prevent sagging.
Ah, okay.
But maybe a bit softer under the shoulders to let them sink in just enough when you're on your side. It's about giving support where it's most needed for alignment in different positions.
Got it. So it's like built-in customization for different body parts. What about edge support? Why does the article bring that up?
Good question. Edge support is basically how sturdy the perimeter of the mattress is.
Okay.
The source says it matters for a couple of reasons. One, you don't feel like you're going to roll off if you sleep near the edge.
Right.
And two, it's helpful if you, you know, sit on the edge of the bed to put on socks or whatever. For combination sleepers who might use the whole surface, strong edges are definitely a plus.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Okay, next, the article talks about responsiveness and motion isolation. They sound kind of similar.
They do, but they're different. Responsiveness is how fast the mattress springs back when you move.
Okay.
Like, if you roll over, does it instantly adapt, or does it leave an impression for a while? Some foams, especially older memory foams, can be slow, making you feel like you have to climb out of a ditch.
Right, that stuck feeling.
Yeah.
So responsiveness helps you move easily. What about motion isolation, then?
That's all about stopping movement from transferring across the bed.
Ah, the partner disturbance factor.
Exactly. If you're tossing and turning, you don't want your partner bouncing around on their side. Good motion isolation keeps their side still. It's key for couples.
Definitely important for keeping the peace.
Yeah.
Okay, what about firmness level? The article must have guidance on that.
It does. The source generally points towards the medium to medium firm range. Think like a 5 to a 7 on that 1 to 10 firmness scale.
That feels right. Sort of a middle ground.
Pretty much. It's trying to hit that sweet spot. Enough give for side sleeping comfort, but still supportive enough for back and stomach sleeping so you don't sink too far, especially your hips.
Okay.
And the article adds a little nuance to your body weight and maybe which position you spend the most time in can push you slightly more towards medium or more towards medium firm within that range.
Right. Personal factors matter. Mm-hmm. And temperature regulation, you mentioned that earlier. Sleeping hot is no fun.
Definitely not. And the article explains how mattresses fight back. It talks about things like special cooling covers, maybe gel swirled into the foam, or hybrid designs with coils that let air flow through.
So materials designed to pull heat away, or just let air circulate better.
Exactly. Trying to keep things cool and comfortable all night, even with movement.
And lastly, the article briefly touches on durability and trustworthiness. How do you judge that, according to the source?
Well, quality materials are obviously key for a mattress that's going to last, especially with a combination sleeper putting it through its paces.
Okay.
But the article also points to practical things. Look at the trial period and the warranty. A long trial like 100 nights, 120 nights, and a solid warranty, say 10 years or more, usually means the company is confident their product will hold up.
Good indicators. Okay, that's a great framework. We know the needs, we know the factors. Now let's get into the specific mattresses the article actually recommended.
Right. The source picked 5, looking at all those things we just discussed: comfort, versatility, materials, cooling, customer feedback, trial, warranty.
Let's start with their top pick overall, the Helix Midnight Lux. What did the article say about this one?
Okay, so Helix Midnight Lux. It's a hybrid foam and coils working together, pretty substantial at 13.5 inches high. And the firmness, they call it medium plush, rating it a 5.5 out of 10.
Medium plush. And what features make it good for combination sleepers, according to the source?
The article really highlights its zoned lumbar support, both in the foam and the coils. So targeted support for the lower back. Plus, it mentions great pressure relief, which is good for side sleeping, and good motion isolation.
Ticks a lot of boxes. Cooling?
Yep. It has copper gel memory foam, and there's an option for a premium cooling pillow top using Tencel or Glaciotex fabrics.
So who does the article say this one is really best for?
Primarily side and back sleepers who move around. People who need that good mix of pressure relief, zone support, and cooling.
And any drawbacks mentioned. Who might want to pass?
Strict stomach sleepers, maybe? The source suggests the 5.5 firmness might be a little too soft for optimal hip alignment if you're mainly on your stomach. And it's a luxe model, so the price point is higher. Budget shoppers might look elsewhere.
Okay. And the trial and warranty?
100-night trial, 15-year warranty for the Lux.
Got it. Next up, the Bear Elite Hybrid. The source called this the best hybrid mattress for combination sleepers.
Right. Another hybrid, this one's 14 inches. And interestingly, the source notes it comes in 3 different firmness levels.
Oh, options, what do I?
Soft, a 5, medium, a 6, and firm, a 7. So that right there gives you flexibility depending on your preference or weight.
Yeah, that seems useful for combination sleepers. What else does the article highlight?
Cooling is a big focus here. It mentions an advanced PCM cover that's phase change material and copper-infused foam. There's even an optional Celliant cover, which some people like for recovery. Support-wise, it has a 5-zone coil system and reinforced edges.
So again, cooling and zone support are prominent. What are the big pros listed?
The source mentions superior pressure relief, really good spinal alignment. Because of those zones, it responds quickly when you move, no stuck feeling, and it has extremely low motion transfer. Great for couples. Plus, effective cooling.
Sounds pretty comprehensive. Who's the target audience here?
Combination sleepers, definitely. Also, side sleepers and couples. Basically, anyone needing solid pressure relief, adaptability, and good cooling.
And the downsides mentioned in the source.
Maybe not the best if you need something super firm, or if you're a heavier person, say over 300 pounds, needing extra robust support. And like the Helix Lux, it's noted as being pricier. Oh, and maybe a bit bulky for low-profile beds.
Trial and warranty on the Bear Elite.
120-night trial and a lifetime warranty, according to the source.
Lifetime? Wow. Okay, let's move to the value pick. The CopperFlex 12 Ura by Brooklyn Bedding. Best value mattress.
Yep, always good to see a value option. This one, the source says, comes as either all foam or a hybrid. Both are 12 inches high. The firmness listed for the hybrid is medium firm, a 7 out of 10.
Medium firm. What are the key features driving the value here?
Well, the price point, obviously. But it still features CopperFlex memory foam. That copper infusion is for cooling, and it's antimicrobial and zoned lumbar support. The source highlights its affordability, excellent motion isolation, and good pressure relief.
So, good features for the price. Who does the source suggest this is best for?
Combination sleepers on a budget, naturally. Also hot sleepers because of the copper, couples due to the motion isolation, and folks with some back discomfort who benefit from that zoned lumbar support.
And who might it not be the best fit for?
People who really want something very soft or very firm. And like the others mentioned, maybe not ideal support for sleepers over 300 pounds. Trial is 120 nights.
Okay. And the warranty. You mentioned something earlier.
Right. This is where the source is a bit inconsistent. The main spec table says lifetime warranty. But in the paragraph explaining why it's the best value, it mentions a 10-year warranty.
Huh. Okay. So potential discrepancy in the source itself. Good to know.
We just report what we see.
Fair enough. Next, the Lisa Sapira Chill Hybrid Mattress, dubbed best cooling mattress for combination sleepers.
Another 14-inch hybrid. And like the Bear Elite, this one also offers three firmness options, plush, a 4, medium firm, a 6, and firm, a 8. Again, lots of choice.
And with chill in the name, cooling must be front and center.
Absolutely. The source points to its ultra-cool cover and foam layers designed for high airflow. It also has an 8-inch coil system with zoned support and strong edge support.
So cooling focus, but still bringing the zone support and firmness options. Pros listed.
The big ones are those three firmness choices: the targeted zone support for pressure relief and alignment, the effective cooling, and minimal motion transfer.
Who is this Lisa best for, according to the article?
Combination sleepers who really prioritize sleeping cool. Also, hot sleepers in general, couples, and anyone who likes having that choice between plush, medium firm, and firm.
Any potential drawbacks noted?
Maybe not the best. If you love that deep sink-in feeling of traditional memory foam, this might feel a bit more responsive or on top of the mattress. And again, potentially not supportive enough for sleepers over 300 pounds.
Trial and warranty?
100-night trial and a lifetime warranty.
Okay, last one on the list. The DLX Premier Hybrid Mattress. The source calls it the best dual firmness mattress.
Dual firmness, yeah, that's interesting. It's another 14-inch hybrid. And like the Lisa and Bear, it offers soft 4, medium 6, and firm 8 options. But the key thing here is the split configuration option.
Split configuration, so different firmness on each side.
Exactly, which is fantastic for couples with different needs or preferences. One partner might be a combo sleeper needing medium, the other a side sleeper wanting soft, or even one person wanting different feels. The pros highlighted are these customization options and edge-to-edge support.
Now, you mentioned something about the description of this one in the source being a bit mixed up.
Yeah, it's a bit strange. When describing the layers of the DLX Premier Hybrid, the article text seems to list materials found in a Helix mattress, like tensile covers, Helix foams. Mm. But the actual spec table for the DLX lists things like AirSoft, viscose fiber, fusion balance foam, and their own coil system. And the dual firmness title and split option definitely fit the DLX brand. So there seems to be some confusion or copy-paste issue within the source article itself regarding the specific layer descriptions.
Okay, so we note that inconsistency in the source material regarding the exact build description, but the core pitch is the customizable and split firmness. Who does it say it's best for?
Well, the sticks list it as adaptable for side, back, and stomach sleepers, thanks to those firmness choices. Mm-hmm. And that split option makes it great for couples with differing needs. The source even includes a little quote.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, attributed to a Reddit user, UbatManorm. Recently got the Premier for my Milaw, absolutely loves it.
Okay. And who might it not be for, based on that potentially mixed up description?
The source text, likely borrowing from the other mattress description, mentions maybe not ideal for side sleepers or heavyweight sleepers, but honestly, the customizable nature of the DLX should, in theory, let most combination sleepers find a good fit, especially with the split option. You just need to figure out which firmness works for you.
Right. And the trial warranty for the DLX.
120-night trial and a lifetime warranty.
Okay, so that's the lineup from the article. 5 mattresses, each with a slightly different strength overall. Hybrid features, value, cooling, customization.
Exactly. But all aiming to solve those core challenges for people who move around a lot at night, using different combinations of materials and features highlighted in the source. They were chosen based on comfort, support, responsiveness, cooling, and those practical trial and warranty aspects.
So wrapping up what we've learned from this mattress advisory article, mm-hmm. Finding the right mattress when you're a combination sleeper, mm-hmm. It's not just about picking one thing.
No, it's really a balancing act, isn't it? You mm-hmm. need that support for alignment when you're on your back or stomach.
Right.
But you also need that cushioning, that pressure relief when you roll onto your side. And you need to be able to move easily without feeling stuck, and ideally stay cool while doing it.
And the article really hammered home the point about actually trying the mattress.
Oh, absolutely. Those trial periods are crucial. Reading reviews, looking at specs, that's all helpful. But sleeping on it in your own home, letting your body do its thing for several nights.
That's the real test.
That's how you know if it truly gives you that seamless support you need through all your positions.
Well, hopefully, this deep dive into the mattress advisory article has shed some light on what to look for if you're a combination sleeper, and given you a look at the specific options the source highlighted.
Yeah, it's a big decision choosing a mattress. Yeah. But understanding these key factors, support, relief, response, cooling, firmness, definitely helps you navigate the options.
For sure. Okay, as we finish up, here's a little something to think about. We talked a lot about finding the right fit now. But how might thinking about potential future changes, maybe your weight shifts, maybe you get a partner, maybe your sleep style even evolves, influence which of these factors you prioritize today? Something to mull over.
Definitely. A mattress is hopefully with you for a good while.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of mattresses for combination sleepers. We hope this helps you find the perfect match for your nightly moves.